Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Welcome back. That's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Martin Holland is here. He's our guest, award-winning business coach, co-host of the Cash Flow Contractor podcast, the author of The Profit Problem. They say I make money, so why don't I have any? Martin, thanks again for being here. We're talking about fundamentals. We're talking about financial management fundamentals. And one of the things I want you to help me with here, Martin, today is I have been beating the CEO drum now for a long, long time, trying to help small business owners understand that, yes, I know you manage, I know you're the general manager, I know you're the president of your company, I know you're the founder, I know you're making all these decisions, you might even wait on customers, call on customers, but at some point in time, somebody, you or somebody else, needs to get into a helicopter and climb up to 5,000, 10,000, 30,000 feet and be the CEO. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I think the first two principal duties of any CEO, and they either do it intentionally or they do it by default, but are first, they're the keepers of the vision of the company. This is who we are, where we're going, what we stand for. And they create the culture of the company. We tolerate this or we don't tolerate that. But that enables people, you know, I hate the cliche is a North Star. It gives people a North Star. But as you get below the
Can I stick a third one in there? This is something that I know you agree with. And I was taught this in the Army. In the Army, when you're an officer, you're responsible for everything your unit does or fails to do. And as a CEO, you're responsible for everything your company does or fails to do. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's on you. I mean, you may not have caused the problem, but you're responsible for it. I mean,
the sales, the capitalization, the long term HR plan. I love that you mentioned the culture. And the vision; those are two. But you can't do any of those things while you're waiting on customers, can you?
Correct. And I think refining it just a little bit, depending on if you're a micro business, a solopreneur, maybe you have two employees, or whether you have 50 or 25 or maybe 150 employees. As CEO, you're responsible to see that those things get done. The captain of the company isn't driving the tank, but he's responsible for it. And that's one of the key points. I work with people. I have a little article on my website called the Advisor and Mentor Checklist. And every business has to deal with things. You need a CPA. You need a bookkeeper. You need a banker. You need a relationship with an attorney. You need a relationship with an insurance person who can look at everything from automobile to liability insurance, business interruption insurance. You need benefits advisors. You need an HR manager. You need an IT manager. You need specialists, maybe safety or OSHA specialists, depending on your business. But you're not going to do that as a CEO, and you shouldn't do it. You don't have time, and two, very unlikely that you – I've never met anybody who could be really good at all those things.
So no, well, and you can't do those things and do the three things that we just talked about. That's for sure. And one of the things that I've – the attitude I've been trying to get across is – fire yourself from jobs that you used to do that you no longer have to do and promote yourself to jobs that only you can do. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. The vision of every company I've ever worked with, over 300 now, ultimately becomes to build a highly profitable business that can work without the owner. Most of small businesses, the CEO is the owner. So to work without the owner, who is going to do these things? Delegation versus abdication. If you're not just going to hand something off and give it to somebody and say, do it, because they're going to do it their way, even if they think they're doing it your way. So you need delegation versus abdication. Delegation means you there are some instructions, there's some purpose written into it, there's some benefits and consequences if we do it, consequences if we don't do it. But as the CEO, you have to define those things and hand them out. And the way I describe guys to people, I say, when you're driving around today, Mr. or Mrs. CEO, who would do what you're doing right now if you weren't here?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk to your attorney. Maybe you're going to talk to a key customer. Maybe you're going to talk to the bank. Maybe you've got a tax problem and you're going to the tax commission in your state. Who's going to do that if you're not there? And that is begins to fill out the roles. I mean, you can begin to see the roles that if I weren't here, who would do all these things? And you can hand some of that off. Sometimes you need to hire people, but a lot of times you can hire advisors.
Even the execution of that can be done by a manager, but the idea of it, the concept of it, the understanding of the need for it, and handing and delegating that, that is 100% the CEO's role. Last thoughts.
Right. That's let's call it a subvision. Your big vision might be to save the world. A subvision is if I'm going to do that, I'm going to have an organized company that can run without me so that I can concentrate on saving the world. So that is part of that idea of a vision.
Hey, Martin, I gotta wrap it up. Will you come? Give us the website, please.
My website is www.anneldc, that's ANNEALDC.com, and a lot of articles under resources, a lot of tools.
Check it out there. And then, of course, the book, The Profit Problem by Martin Holland. Hey, Martin, will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
We love having you on the show. We'll get Martin back another day. I've got to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.